Emirates Hashem. All right, Tabosai, let's begin. So we're continuing in Parakei in Mishkas Hashem. So remember, again, at this point in time, we're now up to the third category, or the third thing. The Ramchal is going through one by one the things that are detrimental and prevent one from acquiring the Midah of Zehirus. So this last item that we're discussing now is this, is Leitzanos, is this, you know, levity, silliness, that ultimately, really, the best word for it almost is mockery. And I will say again, to be clear, I said it yesterday, but I was thinking about it a little bit more, and I want to make sure that I reinforce it enough. Obviously, the Ramchal is not saying that you should walk around life, you know, like serious and never smile, and this happiness and smiling and being besimcha is exceptionally important. What he's talking about over here is people who, like, laugh off everything and make everything unimportant by making a joke of it. So such a person like that, bless you, such a person like that will never be, bless you, will never be contemplative individuals, will never have the midah of zehirus, and of course this is exceptionally detrimental. And he says, v'tira, kshi halatan v'hashchaso harabo. And see how difficult it is, leitzanos, silliness and mockery, and how destructive it is. Listen to this. Ki kemo ha-magin ha-mashuach b'shemen, asher yashmit v'yapil me'alav achitzim, u'mashlicham la'aretz. So, it's interesting. See, this must have been an ancient war practice that they would oil their shields. And the reason they would oil their shields, I guess, again, if an arrow hits it or if a sword hits it, it just slides right off. So the same way, if the shield is oiled, nothing could really attach itself to it. Everything just slides off. He says, "V'lo yaniach osam shiagiu el gofa adam," and ultimately the soldier prevents any of these other items, the swords or the spears or the arrows, from ever touching his body. Kein halatzon b'fnei hatochacha v'amardus. So we'll say leitzanos is like the oil on the neshama and on the guf of a person. Then what happens when a person is a letz, when everything is silly, when everything is a joke, when everything is made into mockery, so a person is not able to be makabel musr. And we'll say, no, musr is very, you see, we have a little bit of like, we have a little bit of an aversion to musr, because, and it's very much societal, because we live in a live and let live society. You know, everyone should be able to do whatever they want, and I don't have a right to go ahead and judge. I don't have a right to judge anyone for anything that they do. So that's in general the kind of society in which we live. And Mazel Tov, Menachem. Son is putting on tefillin for the first time this morning. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. So you know, sometimes we just make a mockery out of it. Because we live in this live and let live society, so, you know, we're very like musr averse. But musr is very important. Just like it's important to have friends, it's important to have a rebbe, it's important to have a spouse who's able to give you good musr, right? And able to tell you, I really don't think you do, I love you, but I don't think you're doing the right thing. And that's very important. The problem is that if a person is enveloped in this midah of leitzanos, in this mockery, then the truth is, they're not makabel anything. So even when somebody who they care about and loves them says something, a person just simply is dismissive of it, thinking that it doesn't really matter. He says, "Kialitzanos echad ubischol katan yapil ha'adam me'alav riboy gadol min hasorus uveispalos." Because obviously, you know how it works. With a little bit of schok or a little bit of leitzanos, a person is able to go ahead and negate an incredible amount of musr, an incredible amount of spiritual awakening. Mashalev misorer umispael ba'atzmo, mide ra'oso osham o inyano, shi iruhu elacheshbon va'pish push b'masim, ubekach ha'leitzanos, yapil ha'kol la'aret v'lo ya'ase bo roshim klam. Suppose we know this because we've seen this, because sometimes you'll be in a situation where let's say there's an opportunity for real growth, or an opportunity for real hisorus, and a person makes a joke. When a person makes a joke of it or makes a mockery of it, ultimately it diffuses the entire opportunity for growth and for spiritual expansion. That's the danger of leitzanos. A person makes a mockery of something, and at the end of the day, again, all seriousness is lost. And it's not because a person doesn't understand, or it's not because ultimately, again, the situation is not clear. But rather, again, it's because when a person possesses this midah of leitzanos, this silly mocking approach to life, then ultimately, again, it destroys all inyanim, all aspects of musar and reverence and awe. He says, the Navi Yeshaya used to cry out like this, like a rooster. What would he say? Ki haya roe. You ever wonder to yourself, you know, we had when Beis HaMikdash stood, so we had Nevi'im. And what would Nevi'im come along and say? Nevi'im would say, listen, you're doing A, B, C, D, and E. And if you don't get your act together, the Ribono Shel Olam is going to punish you. And yet, what's astounding to us, that you read the Nevi'im, what happened? People didn't listen. Right? You know, you think to yourself, if you had a Navi, imagine Yeshayahu HaNavi comes into Shul and he says, listen, Maran V'Rabban, the Ribono Shel Olam loves you very much, but you are deficient in the following areas. And if you don't get your act together, bad things are going to happen. But if you get your act together, the good things... So you think, of course, like, what's the Shaila? You have the gift of having a Navi Hashem coming to tell you the word of God. Who in their right mind wouldn't listen and be makabel that? So what's the pshat? Right? Well, so, you know, I'm saying we think about... Now obviously, it's always easy to think of things in the abstract. But let's say we had that Navi, we think about, of course I would listen to him. So why didn't they listen to him? He says, because he says... Because Yeshaya saw that the problem was that there was leitzanos, there was mockery. So what would happen about say, you can see exactly how this plays out. So Yeshaya HaNavi gets up, he makes his declaration about all the deficiencies of Klal Yisrael and what needs to be addressed in order to right the ship. And what happens? What happens about say? There's one Shmendrik there who cracks a one-liner, right? And then what happens? Everybody begins to laugh. And what happens? Everybody begins to laugh. Whole situation is diffused. So Yeshayahu HaNavi felt that the greatest problem of Klal Yisrael was not their sins. It wasn't their sinful behavior. That was an issue, but that could be addressed. The real issue was the leitzanos. That there was just absolute silliness and almost a mockery-filled approach to life. And when that happens, when you have that, there's no room for Musar anywhere. He goes on, Yeshayahu says it to them, stop being late sonim. Right? Stop jesting. Stop making a mockery. Penyachziku mosreichem. Let ultimately, again, your suffering intensify. Ukvar gazru omer chachamim zichron livracha shahaleitz mei. This is actually very profound. Shahaleitz mevi hayisurin alav. Aletz brings suffering onto himself. Vehuma shakosuv atzlam mevar beferish. What does that mean, that aletz bring suffering unto himself? Bless you. He says, the pasuk says, bless you. Nachonu laleitzim shvatim. Literally, it is good for leitzim. It is good for I don't know what the good English word for leitzim is. Silly ones, or those who make a mockery. Okay, it's good for leitzim to have shvatim to be judged. Kizehu davar shadin nosin oso. Nosin, what's the pshat? Why are leitzim punished with yisurin? He says, kimisha mispa'al mina hisponin oso mina limudim. If a person is a serious individual, so ultimately that means he's engaging in contemplation. That means ultimately, again, he's being maharher b'tshuva. He's thinking about his actions. He's doing tshuva from his actions. So if I'm a if a person is contemplative and they realize they did something wrong, so they'll go ahead and they'll take the necessary action to right that particular wrong. Achalitzim she'inam mispalim min atochachos. And I will say also the contemplative person is mekabel musar. So between his own introspection and musar that's given to him, he'll turn himself around. But the leitzim, who are not influenced from tochacha, right? The leitzim who don't take anything seriously, b'bnei koach letzenusam, ein lahem tikun, Ela hashvatim. This is actually very scary. So here's the problem. The Letz doesn't take anything seriously. And when you don't take anything seriously, everything slides off, which means you're not mekabel musar, which means that you don't think about things in an introspective or deep fashion. So what is the only way? What's the only way to go out and wake up the Letz? What's the only way? The Ramchal says, yisurim. It's suffering. Because again, I will say nothing all of us have suffered in one way or another, some to a large degree or smaller degrees, but there's nothing that wakes a person up to the realities of the way they're living, like Yisurim, like suffering. So if I'm able to get it together on my own, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to give me the Yisurim to wake me up. But if I'm a Letz, if I'm silly and if everything is a mockery, sometimes the only way to wake up the Letz is through Yisurim. She'ela lo yiyakoch b'litzinusam nidchosam me'aleim kashay yitcho ha'musarim. Because I will say, no matter how many one-liners you have, no matter how much of a mockery you like to make things, at the end of the day, it is difficult for a person to ignore Yisurim. When there is difficulty, when there is suffering, when there is challenge, even the greatest Letz is forced to become serious. V'nei k'fi chomer hachit v'toldosav, hechmir hashofet ha'amiti ba'ansho. And in accordance again with the particular chait and what it has caused, so the shofet ha'amiti, the ultimate judge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be as strict with the punishment. V'hu mashilim dunu zichrono levracha, Kasha haleitzanos. Leitzanos is very difficult. Shetchilaso yisurin. Because Rabbi said the beginning of leitzanos is suffering, which means now we understand what that means. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to visit yisurin upon the Letz in order to get him to pay attention to life. V'sofo kilaya. And at the end, ultimately, again, it causes destruction. Shene emar, penyech siku mosrechem, lest the musr overtake you, ki kala v'necharatza shamati. So we'll say, so therefore, again, that concludes this second category. Remember, the title of this parak is mafsi, we're going to just do two more lines, but the title of this chapter is mafsidi hazahir. So come at the things that prevent a person from becoming contemplative. So remember, again, number one was, busyness, tirda, just constant busyness, constant preoccupation, never any time to think. Number two, leitzanus, just simple silliness, a jocular, almost like mocking approach to life. And now number three, let's just begin this, and then we'll stop for today. He says, Amasir Ashlishi, what is the third thing that prevents a person from becoming an introspective, thoughtful person? Most of this is very important. Hu achevra, who you associate with. Your chevra. So he says, Dahainu, chevras hatipshim vachotim. So we'll say a person has to be very careful who they keep company with. And if a person goes in and keeps company with tipshim and chotim, so tipshim means foolish people, chotim means sinners. V'hu masha akosuv omer, v'roa kisilim yeroa. So literally the roa kisilim, we'll say in 58 he says, roa kisilim yeroa, Hanaase Reya Chaver. So in this context, Roa Ksila means one Reya from Lashon Reyos, someone who becomes friends with the Ksil. The Ksil is the fool. Ultimately, Yeroa will be diminished. Kihine Anachnu Roam Pamim Rabos. Because most of you see this often, that many times, even after it's crystal clear to a person what his obligation in this world is and how introspective he has to be, yisrapa mimena o yavor al ezid var mimena, kedei shelo yilagu alav chaverav o kedei lehis arevim mohem. I will say what happens, that sometimes even after a person is crystal clear about what their avoda is, about what they're supposed to do, and what they're supposed to be, and what they're supposed to accomplish, then ultimately a person sometimes does silly things in order to fit in. In order to fit in, because they want to be part of their social group, they want to be part of their peer group, they want ultimately to be thought of well by individuals, or they don't want to be made fun of by other individuals. And because of that, a person ends up doing all of the silliest things just in order to fit in. So therefore, says, and we'll stop where we'll continue with this tomorrow, but this is the third mafsid, the third thing that prevents us from becoming introspective, thoughtful people, is a negative peer group. All right, we'll stop over here. Rest of the show, we'll pick up with this tomorrow.